This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, John boy, how's the weather?
John Morosi.
JP can provide some clarity as to what went on. JP.
Bob, I will do my best.
Columnist for MLB.com.
Morosi. Where is Jeff Passan in all of this?
Here's John Morosi.
Where is Jeff Passan?
Should we just call Jeff Passan right now?
Yes, just call him.
Fox Sports baseball contributor.
JP Morosi had it first. How you feeling, Padres fans?
MLB Network insider.
The Cubs, why are they active on the cease conversation? When you have that many top-end prospects, you have some significant currency to make moves during the course of spring training or at the deadline as well. Pay very close attention, Lauren, to those two outfielders there. Owen Casey of Mississauga, Ontario, and Kevin Alcantara. Alcantara has already arrived to the major league.
Adios!
John Morosi.
I'm so happy, I can't lie to you. It's the best moment of my life. All the fans who are here supporting me means the world.
With Spiegel and Holmes.
Sources confirm that's fun.
On 670 The Score.
John Morosi of the MLB Network is a fine man to talk baseball with. We are thrilled to do so here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Lawrence is off on vacation. Mark Grody filling in. JP joins us right now. What's up, young fella? Thank you for coming on.
Spiegs and Mark, I am outstanding. As you can see from my background, I am not yet in the sunny climes of the Cactus or Grapefruit League, but I look forward to that journey, and I am honored to be on the air with you here today.
So the White Sox started to report today. Cubs on Sunday. Cubs early as compared to the rest of the league because they play in Japan in the middle of March. I would classify them as one of the most intriguing teams in MLB in terms of this offseason right now because there's still a lot of rumors flying and a lot of options that they have. Would you agree with that?
I do agree. And I was saying this morning on MLB Network, I feel as though we have seen the gap close between the division champion Brewers and the rest of the division because, of course, the Brewers lost Willy Adames in free agency, and the Cubs are undeniably a better team now than they were when we last saw them play at Wrigley Field at the end of the 2024 season. Are they a perfect team? No, but they are definitely better. You add Kyle Tucker, you add Ryan Pressly, you add some pitching, you are a much better team overall, and I think Matt Shaw is ready to make an impact. I had a chance to watch him play in November playing for Team USA over in Japan. I was really impressed by his smoothness over at third base. So even if they don't get Alex Bregman, I think this team has got a really good chance to have a very solid player over at third base this year in Matt Shaw.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see that in this, you know, win, must win this year is kind of the way it feels, John, for a lot of us around here. And I think also single-handedly The Cubs really helped their bullpen with the signing of Ryan Presley, and the evidence being that Adbert Alzolay blew his fourth save by April 22nd last year. The Cubs blew 26 saves, so imagine all the wins that could have been in there if the Cubs had had a competent closer. I don't want to oversimplify things, but I'm kind of oversimplifying things. How much of a difference does that closer make with the Cubs based on last year?
A massive difference, Mark, and I think a big part of it is Ryan Presley is not just a closer. He is a closer who has thrown the last pitch of a season before in the World Series. And that presence cannot be understated. Think, too, about last year. He was a really great teammate in Houston, even though he lost his job for no fault of his own. They signed Josh Hader. They bumped him down to the eighth inning. And really, it probably wasn't handled the best way, honestly, by the organization. And Ryan didn't have a great year. He can certainly be forgiven for that. Well, now he's in a place that is desperate to see winning baseball again, and they bring in someone who's become a proven postseason performer and someone who was very eager to show again to the baseball world that he is a capital C closer. This is a perfect marriage, in my opinion. You also have someone in Kyle Tucker, a teammate of his from Houston, so there's that familiarity too. And Ryan is a very naturally easygoing teammate, competitive, but blends in well with wherever he's at. There's a reason why former Cub Mark DeRosa had him as his closer for Team USA at the World Baseball Classic. Think about that. D-Row had every closer in our entire country to choose from, and he picked Ryan Presley. That, I think, was a major show of confidence back in 2023, and that sentiment overall I think still holds to this day.
That's interesting. Presley said that he got out of whack mechanically, and maybe part of that is due to the removal from the role and his unhappiness. We've certainly seen that before, so we'll see if he can right that ship. What's going on with the Padres and their apparent willingness to talk about Dylan Cease and Michael King in trade? Both of those rumored. Big-time arms, big-time front-of-the-rotation caliber stuff. Cubs could use one more piece like that, and I'm wondering why the Padres would consider it at this point.
The Padres, Spiegs, are in a really difficult position with respect to their payroll. They have not been able to add a single free agent of consequence this offseason, and you can tell that because of the ownership situation, they're just not able to invest in free agency. So one avenue for them to potentially add to their club would be to trade one of those two players, Cease or King, for a young position.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Player, as you heard in the clip as we came on the air, the potential of the Cubs being a fit there with Casey or Alcantara. Well, either of them would be an everyday player in San Diego right now, which is not an option they have at the moment in Chicago because Happ is there, because Tucker's there, because PCA is there, and Seiya's there. So there's just not as many at-bats available in Chicago. So the idea from the Padres' standpoint would look something like this. Trade Cease, ideally Cease just because he's making more money. Trade Cease now, get some talent back that improves your everyday position player group. And then use the savings on Cease to then maybe sign a Nick Pivetta for 2 years. Part of the rationale there being that both Cease and King are up after 2025. And if you're at least able to sign Pivetta for 2 years, well, that gives you some insurance for your 2026 rotation. I'm not saying that's the right way to play things, but if AJ Preller, who always thinks in three-dimensional chess, if that's what happens, I believe that the rationale is something along those lines.
Yeah, Preller's very aggressive about going one direction and then the next and then the other if need be, and figures it out. The White Sox just announced that they signed Michael Taylor, the one-time Kansas City Royals center fielder. Not a great year last year, but certainly toolsy and capable. They've got Mike Tauchman out there in that outfield, too. Would you guess they're going to trade Luis Robert Jr. by opening day?
By opening day, I think I'm not willing to go there yet. I think by the trade deadline, I could certainly see it. Spring training trades are difficult. I know the White Sox disproved that statement with the Cease move a year ago. I'm not sure if Robert will be as easy to move here. There's just been such a gap between who he can be and who he has been more recently in terms of reliability, durability. Those questions, I think, have to be answered during the course of the regular season, in my opinion. And I think that's why, whether it was the Phillies or the Reds, why they were never able to line up on that particular deal. You also consider Robert and you examine the White Sox roster. At this point, he is probably their last best big-time chip to get a significant return. And you cannot sell short on a player like that. I just don't see his value coming up enough during the course of spring training to make that an enticing move for teams that have already now filled out their rosters. I think that I agree with you that at some point Robert will be dealt. I would just say it's not higher than 50-50 that it would happen before opening day.
John, you're the best, buddy. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
You got it. I saw Blackhawks prospect A.J. Spellacy last night. That man can skate.
Hell,
he's going to be great in Chicago.
Amen, amen.
Some joy there.
Oh, you're breaking up. You're breaking up,
We were
John.
Just talking about that last segment, yeah, John. It was a lot of fun. AJ's. Too bad you weren't here.
Spellacy.
What are we going to do with the 2 weeks off, John? What are we going to do with ourselves?
Oh, my gosh. That's so true.
Just what?
I tell you what, man. Uh-huh. I think that the Hawks have some good hope to come.
Oh, my God.
And there's yeah.
John, we got to go, brother. What's with the kid? How come the kid's not a superstar yet?
Yeah. That's pond hockey, baby.
Yeah, Four Nations, baby.
Someday you're going to need that guy to talk hockey, and he's not going to want to do it. Yeah, you see?
It's true. No, you're right. Actually, he probably still will do it. He's a delightful guy.
I know he is.
I needed to share this with you guys. Nick Madrigal arrived in Port St. Lucie for Mets camp, and he was carrying a duffel bag emblazoned with the logo of the Chicago Cubs.
Wow.
And a lot of Mets fans are apparently in the mentions, like, going crazy. What's he doing with the Cubs bag, man? What are you doing? Brent Rooker of the Oakland A's, or I guess the Sacramento A's now, said this on Twitter. The number of people in the replies mad about his bag is so funny. Y'all think he just has a Mets duffel bag laying around his house to bring into camp? In 2023, I walked into A's spring training with a Royals duffel bag and a Padres bat bag. That's hilarious.
That's great.
Because you never think about that kind of thing. First day of camp.
He didn't have anything.
Yes,
yes. By the way, Nick Madrigal,
yes,
the Cubs' starting third baseman on opening day last year. Wow. Do you remember that? Yes.
I did not.
He was the batting seventh and playing third base for the Chicago Cubs, right ahead of Yan Gomes.
I saw this, that not one person who played a game at third base last year for the Cubs is on the roster now.
That makes sense.
That would be Isaac Paredes, Christopher Morel, Patrick Wisdom, Nick Madrigal, Miles Mastroboni.
Wow, that is strong,
not
man.
A single player who played third.
Morel was batting cleanup for the Cubs on opening day.
Spell Nick's year. Name. He's Nicholas. Spell his name.
Madrigal?
Yeah.
M-A-D-R-I-G.
No, first name.
Nick?
Yeah.
N-I-C-K.
No, Nicholas. Spell his version of his name.
Spell it!
Gertie, you wishing this is the part that you would have checked out on?
No, I'm actually just glad
Nicholas,
he didn't ask
Nicholas
me the
Madrigal?
Question. Because
yeah.
You can yes, tell sweet Spiegs is sweating.
I'm going to say it's like Jack the Golfer.
Just
N-I-C-K. N-I-C-K-L-A-U-S.
Yep.
Is it really?
So weird, dude.
Oh, L-I-U-S.
I didn't know that.
All right, now spell Burley.
B-U-E.
Uh-huh.
R H L E.
God,
B U E H R L E.
That's right. You got to know that, man.
Spell anti-disestablishmentarianism.
A N T I.
I wasn't there.
I.
You were.
S E A G.
You know what? K M A.
L E S.
Oh goodness. The host of Take the North has both a T-shirt and a topic for the next segment.
Oh, yeah, I'll show you the T-shirt on Twitch. How about that? That'll
coming up
neat.
Next here on Spiegel and Holmes. Grody sitting in on the Score.